T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
We've went through hard times before, and we'll continue to get through hard times, and we'll be better off for it, and we'll be stronger than ever, so thank you.
And you won't be changing the name St. Louis, will you?
No, we will not be doing that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's very important.
The Cox Morning Show. It's Decision 2020.
Who the hell wants to change what we're doing now?
So there you have it. Decision 2020. One of them's already made. We are not changing the name of the city of St. Louis.
That's one we can get behind.
It's 6:25. Hey, thanks for being part of the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Mike Ferguson, in for the week. Joined now by Cassie Smedley. She is, as you know, the National Press Secretary at the RNC. We're breathing a sigh of relief on that one, Cassie.
Well, you never know these days, so it's just nice to hear it reassured.
And a little bit earlier, and the president's been talking about this a lot, when it comes to reopening, not just economy, he and the first lady pretty intent on getting the message across, open up the local schools. And I'm one of those who wishes the federal government would get out of local education. At this point here, even with some pushback, a lot of the teachers' unions are wanting to push back. Then again, I think they'd push back anything that he said. But,
right.
You know, the point is that he says we've got to get kids back into school come August or September. Why is that so important to him?
Yeah, well, I think it's twofold. One, from an economy standpoint, if parents have to stay home to, whether it's distance teach their children or just be there because the kids can't go to school, then that means parents can't go back to work, which means we continue to perpetuate the cycle of only being partially open or not being able to figure out how to fully reopen our economy. But the other side, and the president has talked about this a lot, and it hasn't received nearly enough attention from the mainstream media, just the physical and emotional well-being of the students, but also the parents. Everybody's climbing up the walls with having to be hunkered down. And so to say we've got to move forward, this is something that we're working on a vaccine. He talked a lot about the therapeutics. There's lots of great medical advancements that are happening. So he's confident that we're going to get to the point where there is vaccine and eventually treatment for this. But we can't just sit around and wait until that happens. We have to figure out how to reopen businesses and now schools safely. And there are recommendations from the CDC. There are examples of other countries that are doing it safely. And we need to start moving this process along. But I think, you know, again, it's about the economy, but it's also about people's physical and emotional well-being and making sure that our kids aren't falling behind.
Cassie, speaking of economy, we've got some discussion the president's mentioned and congressional leaders are mentioning another possible stimulus plan of spending. I'm not going to lie. I'm not a fan. I'm really skeptical. But what's being considered and what does maybe the president and Republican leadership want to see, if anything?
Well, we've already heard that Mitch McConnell, and I think this is where the president was too, is not wanting to do one of the big sweeping spending bills again, like we saw earlier this spring, is saying, let's really look at this and make sure that if we're going to do anything, that it's measured and it's very targeted. So I think that should bring some relief. And also, for those of us that think that this is just Democrats trying to get their socialist agenda through, you know, it's not going to be an in perpetuity extension of their unemployment benefits and all of these things that might further incentivize people to stay home and stay out of work versus going back to work. I think that's kind of a fine line that we're going to be looking at. But in terms of the actual policy, I, to be quite honest, I'm not quite quite sure yet. I know they keep talking about the payroll tax credit, but I don't know beyond that. I think it's just from what I've heard that the appetite for some big sweeping bill is not there like it once was. This is about finding the balance of what still needs to be looked at for the areas that maybe are delayed in being able to open, but not some big sweeping bill again.
Yeah, I'm totally on board with a payroll tax cut or even other tax cuts. I mean, I wish there'd be corresponding spending cuts to go with it. But of course, now we're seeing reports of who all got the stimulus spending. And some of these were just really big corporations. Some of them were religious organizations that make millions. And it was kind of frustrating to see the wasteful spending. So we've got to get to the news here in a second. Cassie Smedley with the RNC. They want to follow what you're doing. Who do you recommend they connect with on social media?
Yeah, well, the best spot is follow at GOP. And then I always think at Trump War Room with our friends over the Trump campaign is really one. Good one to find for all the breaking news. And of course, please go to GOP.com or DonaldTrump.com and click volunteer or donate if you'd like to join our movement. We'd love to have you.
All right, Cassie Smedley from the RNC. Good talking to you again.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Get more at 971talk.com.